Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Service. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Is your zip code 55369?
Yeah.
Will you be so kind? Thank
yeah.
you. And just moving on, just for a statistical purpose only and to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me, please, just the year of your birth? Just the year.
1972.
Thank you, sir. And Matt, remember, this is just for a statistical purpose only, and it's a study. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? But do you think yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Okay, is your race white, Caucasian, black African-American, black
African
Indian, or Alaska?
Black African-American.
African American, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, are you a parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
A parent.
You're not the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes,
I'm a parent. I'm a parent.
Right, you are a parent, okay. And
yes.
What is the highest level of school that you have completed, sir, or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's degree.
A master's degree. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, in politics today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Now, thinking about that direction of your community, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, sir, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year? We expect them to get much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, or somewhat better? What's
somewhat
your projection?
Someone better.
Someone better, yeah. Have to stay positive, right? Now, sir, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select up to three issues most important to you. Here's the first one. Public safety, including gun violence,
mm-hmm.
Climate change and the environment, access to quality education. You can stop me when you hear the ones you think is the most important, okay? Criminal
okay.
justice and police reform, affordable quality health care, access to good jobs or reproductive or maternal health, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding.
Racism and discrimination.
Okay. And protecting and expanding voting rights, or the rising cost of living, or the affordable quality of housing. Can you pick two more of the issues that
rising,
are important
rising,
to you?
Rising cost of
living.
Housing. Yeah, rising
okay.
cost of living. And which one is the third one? I heard the
access to quality education, criminal justice and police reform.
Yeah, criminal justice.
And police reform. Okay, thank you. Now, very kind of you. Now, sir, what initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Okay? Now, here's the first one. Decrease police presence. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Increase gun control statewide. Okay. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents.
That one.
More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. That one too. Okay, thank you. Now moving on. What aspects of public safety do you believe, sir, are working well in your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community, okay? Now, here's the first
mm-hmm.
one. In neighborhood watch initiatives, mental health support services, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, juvenile justice programs, community engagement and cooperation, emergency response. Okay. Now you need two more. Okay. Now emergency response services.
No.
Drug. That one. Okay. Drug and substance abuse prevention, and rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. All support victims.
Rehabilitation and integration efforts.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Moving on. Now, real quick, here's some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Now, which of the following do you believe, sir, will work in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe will work best in your community. Okay, here's the first one. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Diversifying police ranks. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Culturally specific community healing practice, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, of funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. If you have to pick
to support
three.
Family of victims, community violence, okay. Police community violence. Yeah.
Okay. Diversity in police ranks, increasing civilian oversight of police and public safety programs, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. You can pick two more, okay? Culturally specific community healing practice, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. If you have to pick two more, which one will be?
I can't remember which one I want to say.
Okay, let me read it real quick. Okay, so you stop me when you have to. You can pick two. Now, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public
that
safety.
That one. I want to pick that one. Yeah.
Okay. Diversifying police ranks, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, or culturally.
That one.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Now, what aspects of K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please, sir, select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community, okay? And here's the first one, parental involvement and support, okay? Mm-hmm. You can pick three. You stop me when you hear the ones you want to pick. So the first one is parental involvement and support, access to educational resources. Quality of teachers. In special education programs, diversity of teachers.
Special education program and diversity of teachers. Yeah, do that one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, do you agree or disagree, sir, with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, sir?
Someone agree.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, which initiatives or programs do you think, sir, will be the most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please select up to three, okay? Most helpful. Here's the first one. Access to culturally affirming curriculum, suicide intervention programs, walking counseling centers at schools, a school-based resource that help families discuss race and, quote, racial stress.
That one, okay. Mm-hmm.
You can pick two more, okay? Access to quality after-school programs, mentorship.
That one, okay.
Mentorship programs, or promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. You can pick one more.
That one, too.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. I do appreciate your patience. Now, sir, here's a definition for the term restorative justice, okay? Now, restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties. Now, the question is, sir, do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Will you strongly support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
So much support.
So much support. Thank you. Now, the school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Now, sir, do you support or oppose the use of a school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Will you strongly support that? So much support?
Strongly support that.
Totally support that. Okay. Sir, do you oppose or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as a chokehold on students? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Sir, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you strongly agree with that?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Okay. Now, sir, which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? Can you please select up to two options that will help the most? Here's the first one. Ability to build an investment portfolio. Help acquiring valuable jobs with skills. Help starting or maintaining a business. More opportunity to promotions and raises. Financial leadership.
More opportunity to promotion and
raises.
More opportunity to promotion and raises. And what else is it?
The next one is financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Debt reduction.
That one too.
Okay. Debt reduction or support building a strong professional network. You can pick. Okay, those two, right? There are more opportunities to promotion and raises.
I want to add that debt reduction too.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Sir, please select up to two options, okay, that will help the most. The first one, universal basic income, increased income-based housing programs, increased food assistance programs, subsidized public transportation, increased rental assistance programs, increased statewide subsidized housing, increased home ownership programs, universal health care. If you have to pick two options, what would be the ones you would pick to help you the most?
Universal health care.
Okay. Another one?
And then what are those other ones without me? I can't remember those ones without me.
Okay, increased rental assistance programs, increased statewide subsidized housing. You know, this is something that is going to help you combine the rising cost of living, okay, to you and your family.
Yeah, increased
subsidized housing?
I know this one. I'm a homeowner, though, so I do.
Yeah, now, sir, which are the following are the most important traits that you look for in a neighborhood to live? Please select up the three traits that are more important to you, okay, when it comes to select where you're going to live. Now, access to parks or natural spaces. Remember, you can pick three. And convenient public transportation options, affordable housing options, safe and secure surroundings.
Of course, secure surroundings, that's number one.
Oh, that would be one. Okay, access to good schools. Access to good schools, okay.
Yeah,
now, friendly.
That's why I find myself in this neighborhood, because I want good schools for my kids.
That's excellent, sir. You must be proud of yourself. Yeah, that's excellent. Now, sir, friendly and supportive neighbors, employment opportunities.
Friendly and supportive neighbor without any discrimination. Yeah, that should be part of it.
Okay, sir. Now, let's move on. We're almost finished. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, which of the following initiatives that do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two most helpful initiatives, okay? Here's the first one. Now, making houses more energy efficiency to save on utilities, building more middle and low-income housing, you can pick two, okay? Now, the next one, reproposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership, or setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or giving incentives to
government.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read the very last one. This is for quality control. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. Okay. Now let's move on. Sir, the last question, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I'm married.
Married? Okay, thank you, sir. And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or more?
Five, myself, my wife, and my three kids.
Beautiful family. Wow, you bless. Now, sir, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed?
Full-time.
Okay, sir. And were you born in the United States or another country, sir?
I was born in Nigeria. Well, right now I'm in U.S. citizen.
In another country, okay. Now, sir, were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Okay, both of them were born in another country?
Both of them.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hey, sir, for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
By then, I wasn't a U.S. citizen. I just turned a U.S. citizen last year.
For Joe Biden, right?
No, I was not a U.S. citizen as far as 2020, so I couldn't vote.
So you were not eligible to vote?
Yeah, as far as 2020, I was not eligible to vote because I was not a U.S. citizen. So in 2024, I would be able to vote because I became a U.S. citizen last year.
So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. So now let's move on. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural? How would you describe?
I would
small
actually,
town?
No. I mean, little group is suburban. I would say suburban.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do you make like 35 to 44,000, 45 to 55,000, 55 to 64? What was your total family income? Just an estimate.
Together with my wife.
Yeah, all together. All of
all together.
You.
That was around
100 to 200,000, 85,000. Okay, thank you, sir. And now this concludes our survey. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion, sir. Congratulations on your family. Okay, you bless. Thank you, sir.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your patience.
Thank
you for your participation. Bye bye, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir.